Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message by Stephen Cady. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
The thing about Christmas is that most of us have a pretty good idea of what we plan to do. More than perhaps any other holiday, when it comes to Christmas, we leave very little to chance. Groundhog Day, complete anarchy. But Christmas, we have a plan. Beginning with the night before, we go to grandma's, or go to dinner, or if we have to, go to church. We open up some pajamas and set out milk and cookies. We watch the live stream and sing carols around the fire, and that's before the holiday actually begins. Not to say that things always go according to plan. Grandmas, watch out for those reindeer this evening. But at least heading into the holiday, we have a pretty good idea of what we plan to do, which makes sense. Because for most of us, after all, it's the same plan every year. We call it tradition. We can almost picture it, can't we? We stand at the top of the stairs, waiting for someone to turn on the lights. No peeking. We open our gifts either as a free-for-all or the right way. We make cinnamon rolls or muffins or make a nice meal. We spend 2.3 hours at one side of the family's house and 2.3 hours at the other side of the family's house, making sure to update our Excel spreadsheet along the way to make sure that it perfectly balances. And although, as any newlywed couple can attest, anytime we deviate from the original plan, it threatens to throw things off. What do you mean you're not coming to Christmas this year? Sometimes, as we know, we need a change. Some Christmases, we need a change. Maybe this is one of them. After all, if we do the same thing every year simply because it's what we always do, it can be easy to forget why we do it in the first place. And while this year, like last year, so much has changed already, either because we can't do things in the same way or because the people with whom we used to do them are no longer with us. And we especially remember tonight all of those celebrating this holiday for the first time without someone they love. Maybe even in that change, there's a hidden grace. To be clear, not that we wanted this pandemic, none of us did. And truth be told, it has been for so many of us the hardest couple of years in recent memory. But if nothing else, the pandemic has reminded us that things can change. That things don't have to be the way that they are. And while we've seen them change for the worse, the good news of our faith, the promise of Christmas, the whole reason we're gathered tonight is because we believe that they can also change for the better. Do you see the promise of that child, that refugee child born into a stable because there was no room for him in the inn, is that things can change for the better, that what is not what has to be. Do you hear? What is not what has to be. We could use the reminder. How many of us have looked around the world recently and thought to ourselves, what is going on? The way that we can't seem to talk to each other. The way that we seem so divided about every single thing. How many of us have not looked at the challenges of this world, from climate change to systemic racism to sexual assaults to all you name it, and not thought to ourselves, something has to change? Well, friends, the promise of Christmas is that it can. The promise of Christmas is that things don't have to be how they are, but that kind of change, change for the better, takes work. Means being willing to set aside our carefully laid plans for something greater than ourselves. It means pausing every once in a while to remember why we're doing this in the first place. It means not leaving Jesus wrapped in a manger, in a cloth in a manger on Christmas Eve, but daring to bring him into Christmas Day itself, and maybe, just maybe, beyond. In other words, friends, if what we want this year is a better world, a kinder world, a world in which no one is left behind, well, then it just might mean being willing to change our plans. It might mean upsetting our traditions. It might mean adding a little Christmas to this Christmas. That's right, as strange as it might sound, maybe what this world really needs is a little Christmas this Christmas. Maybe we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Don't worry, it can still be joy-filled. We could still have ourselves a merry little Christmas, so long as we don't forget the Christmas part. What would that look like for you? What would it look like for us if at some point tomorrow, in the midst of our festivities, in the midst of our Christmas celebration, we pause to remember a little Christmas? Maybe we could fit it in between that family Zoom and the annual game of holiday-themed charades. Maybe we could just stop for a second to remind each other that it is not really about the gifts or the gathering, and not even about the cookies. Yes, not even the cookies. That it comes without ribbons, it comes without tags, it comes without packages, boxes, or bags. That in the end, Christmas is really about God breaking into a broken world and not going away. It's about God stepping into the stink, stank, stunk of life, even when no one else will touch us with a 39 and a half foot pole. It is about God reminding us that no matter how dark, how dank, how dreary this world seems, there is always hope. It's funny that every time we think about the birth of Christ, we think about it happening at night. There's nothing in the scripture that says that, but it does kind of make sense, doesn't it? After all, when the world is dark is when we need light the most. And the world is pretty dark. But there is a light that shines that no darkness can overwhelm. Only the only way other people see that is if we're willing to share it. Don't you see? The only way this world changes is if we're willing to share the light, because maybe the light you have to share can help someone else's darkness. Sure, it'd be a lot easier to just forget it. We could keep Christmas wrapped up in a package, maybe tuck it behind the tree. It'll probably keep until next year. We might have more time to play with our gifts. But the broken world will just stay broken. Nothing changes if nothing changes, friends. And it is time for a change. So what do you say? How about this Christmas, before we just wrap up Jesus into that manger, place him in the box and stick him down into our musty basement for another year? We bring him into Christmas and then follow him into the new year. Sure, it might mean a change to our carefully laid plans. It might mean upsetting some traditions. But it just might change the world. And looking around, the world could use a change. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing ringing through the rafters. We need a little snappy, happy ever after. We need a little Christmas now. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.